From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little introspective today, so it's probably best we get the important news out of the way before I get too lost in thought. Here are today's top stories. Big news out of the heavens today, as God announced there will be a major overhaul to the procreation process in 2021. Our Lord and Father, creator of heaven and earth, assured his children that the new mating procedure is much more user-friendly than the old system and will be making breeding up to 100 times more efficient. I was personally never a fan of the old system. Excited to hear what the new changes are. And in Washington, congressional leaders have finally settled on a new financial package to help Americans amid the coronavirus pandemic, approving today a new defense relief fund that will provide Americans with one stimulus aircraft carrier. All those who qualify can sign up to receive their maritime warship at irs.gov/stimulusboats. Well, there you have it. Two more pieces of news read once and never to be thought of again. Nothing more than a disposable moment lost to the annals of time, much like ourselves. Oh well, whatever. There's more after the commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Nature, leaves crunching below your feet, the smell of fresh dew on your neighbor's shrubs. As a youth, I would spend most of my time in the woods, hiding from the gang of neighborhood kids who would tease me for being a bastard child. And if I got deep enough into the forest, their voices would disappear, giving way to the serene sound of birdsong. Oh, how I long for those days. Anyway, the way we enjoy nature is about to change, and it's all thanks to a new app that's looking to make the great outdoors a little greater. OPR technology correspondent Alan Potts is here to tell us all about it. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
So tell me, what is this app all about?
Well, Leslie, have you ever been out on the trail and stumbled across an interesting-looking corpse and thought, wow, I wonder how that guy died?
Oh, all the time. Just this morning, I saw a body with a contorted leg during my morning trail run, and I had no idea what happened to the guy.
Well, there's finally an app that seeks to answer that exact question. It's called Corpse Match, and it allows anyone from hikers to runners to families looking to get outside the city for a day to categorize all the dead bodies they encounter on the trail. I'll let Peter Nilsson, the lead developer, walk you through how it works.
When hikers encounter a dead body during one of their treks, they can whip out their phone, open up the app, and take a photo of it. Then, using state-of-the-art visual recognition software, Corpse Match will compare that photo with a database of over 300,000 corpses in order to identify how exactly the person in question died, whether they were, say, strangled by a serial killer or just a weird tree branch.
Wow, well, that does sound neat. I'll have to download this before I chaperone my stepson's Cub Scout trip next month. But just how accurate is the service?
Over 99%. It's incredible. You can even snap a photo of part of a corpse, say, for example, a disembodied arm, and it'll tell you everything about the body from which it came, including how long it's been decomposing and whether it was a quick and painless death or one with drawn-out suffering.
That's amazing. Now, of course, an app like this is fun for the outdoorsy types, but what about the casual walker? Why should they download it?
I'll let Peter talk you through that.
The main thing we wanted to do with Corpse Match was democratize body identification. Before Corpse Match, most people felt like classifying cadavers was a thing only certain specialists could do. You don't have to have a PhD in forensic science to determine if the dead person you encounter on your morning hike was attacked by a bear or shot in the head by a stray bullet from a nearby hunter.
So Corpse Match strives for accessibility.
Not just accessibility, but fun. At the end of the day, it's also a social media app. That's why we've included different achievements you can unlock and share as you identify more and more corpses. You can compare your progress with other users, as well as geotagging, so you can pin all the corpses you found and meet up with fellow outdoors or cadaver fanatics.
Now, Alan, this all sounds quite appealing, but did you manage to see the app in action?
I did. Corpse Match recently sponsored a big group hike in the Rockies to promote its launch. I tagged along with a group of outdoor enthusiasts trying it out, and let's just say they couldn't get enough of it.
Whoa. It's saying this one is a park ranger who got crushed by a rock slide. Amazing.
Oh, look. This one is a hitchhiker who isn't native to this area. That's crazy.
Wow. These fingers are from some teenagers who came here to do drugs, but these vital organs are from one of the local Doomsday cult members who got together to murder the teenagers and sacrifice one of their own. That's so awesome.
Oh man, I can practically smell the rotting flesh cutting through that crisp mountain air. So, Alan, how is the app doing metrics-wise? Should we be keeping our eyes out for an IPO?
Well, so far, so good, Leslie. Their first quarter saw over 100,000 unique downloads. And Peter also revealed to me that they're planning on expanding its capabilities within the next few months. They'll be adding a function where you can report the corpses you find to the police in exchange for a cash reward. And they'll also be releasing a premium version of the app that will let you listen to the noises each hiker made when they died, with the option to save and download the audio files of their desperate cries for help in their final moments.
That's it. I gotta download this thing as soon as I'm able to remove that bug on my phone that I got from streaming Trolls World Tour on a Russian website. Well, thanks for the report, Alan.
My pleasure.
That's OPR's Alan Potts. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
If one thing is true, it's that death comes for all of us. And these next stories are a perfect example. Here's what else you need to know today. U.S. unemployment numbers continue to skyrocket this week as more Americans have begun to pursue their dream of becoming a dancer, and now many are calling on our nation's lawmakers to finally step in and take action to assist the unemployed by outlawing the useless vocation once and for all. And Apple is bringing back an old but controversial favorite, announcing today that users will once again have access to the pistol emoji, so long as you complete Apple's gun emoji safety course first. And finally, some good news in the land of Lincoln today, as Iowa reportedly left a big saran-wrapped bowl of potato salad at the Illinois border after making way too much. Iowa is always so thoughtful. Should come in handy at the barbecue this weekend. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed being reminded of your own mortality, well, then you're in luck, because we pretty much do that every weekday. So why not go ahead and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcasts, you know, before it's too late. And don't forget to tune in to Monday's episode, where we'll have a musical performance by Blink-182. Oh, man, what a way to start the week. Hopefully nothing important happens that day. I love those guys. You won't want to miss it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, yes!